Hello, folks. Sean Mice here, and in today's training, I'm going to teach you how to drive traffic with solo ads. The very first thing I want to do is kind of give you a background on solo ads, what is and what are solo ads. So a solo ad, for the express purpose of this teaching, for this training, a solo ad is an email advertisement that you will purchase from someone else in your niche that has an email list, and that person will send your email advertisement out to their list, recommending that their subscribers take a look at your ad. That's sort of a formal definition of solo ads. So when you go and you think about purchasing a solo ad, you're purchasing an email that's going to be sent out to somebody that is in your niche that has subscribers on their list who meet your target market. And in that email, there is going to be either a link to an opt-in page so that people can become subscribers on your list, or there'll be a link to a sales page if you prefer to build your list with buyers instead of subscribers. In this training, I'm going to teach you how to find people in your niche from whom to purchase solo ads and give you some of the details for how you can continually grow your list over time through the use of the solo ads. Now, I'm going to give a warning here before I get into the teaching against commercial solo ad providers. I'm going to be teaching you today how to find people whose lists you can mail, okay, so that you can purchase solo ads from these individuals who are in the business of building a quality niche list just like you are. I want to contrast that against a commercial solo ad provider. So what is a commercial solo ad provider? That is generally someone who has created a list for the express purpose of selling you a mailing to their list. What happens here is, if someone is in the business only of getting as many clicks as possible to your email advertisement so that you will purchase that solo ad from that individual, their goal on their end is to find as many subscribers as possible who like to click ads. That's their goal. Their first goal is to sell as many solo ads as possible. And so what this means is that in some way they're going to go out and they're perhaps going to buy a solo ad to somebody else's list so that they can get, let's say, 10,000 subscribers on their list. So maybe they buy 100 solo ads, get 100 subscribers from each solo ad. Now they have a list of 10,000 solo ad clickers. Then they sell 2 solo ads a day, morning and night, and send this list of 10,000, your ad in the morning, somebody else's in the afternoon, somebody else's the next morning, somebody else's in the afternoon. What happens to the quality of this list? It just goes down and down and down and down. And as a result of this, if you buy solo ads from those types of commercial solo ad providers, you're not going to get the kind of results that you can get from solo ads. And I think that this is where some of the confusion, and this is what led me to teach this today, is some of the confusion has come in with solo ads, because when we have a discussion about solo ads, if I say, hey, I ran a solo ad and I did really well with it, and then maybe next week I might even use the phrase, be really careful with solo ads. Boy, there's a real disconnect there. The problem is I'm using the word solo ad to describe two different things. They're both solo ads, and that's, you know, why I'm using that word to describe both things. In one case, I'm using the word solo ad to describe what originally was a solo ad, and that is where you contact an individual and you say, hey, can I mail to your list and what's it going to cost me? What's happened now is, because of all these commercial solo ad providers, so many of you might be thinking when you hear solo ad provider, okay, let me go to this list of 25 people who sell solo ads because I bought the list somewhere, and it's a great list, and everybody's really excited about it, I'm just going to go buy a bunch of solo ads and build a list, because you heard me say in one breath, I bought a solo ad and it converted. I use solo ads to generate traffic. Maybe you didn't hear me say, you don't want to buy those commercial solo ads. So I just want to be real clear here that you're going to go out and you're going to find solo ads to lists who are not mailed a whole lot of solo ads. Instead, the list has been built for the purpose of monetizing it in-house. What happens is when you mail a solo ad to a list that's been built in-house, it's going to be mailed to a strong list, just like if you mail to my list or if you mail to your list, because you're building a strong quality list of people who really trust you. And then let's just say someone did come to you and they said, hey, I've got something that I offer that I believe would be valuable to your subscribers. You know, would you be interested in mailing it to your list for a fee or a payment, of course? And let's just say that you say, well, yeah, I might be interested. Let me see the offer. How much are you interested in paying? And the person says, well, I'll give you $300 for mailing this offer out to your list. And you look at it and you go, well, I think that really will help my list. Yes, I'll take the $300. You mail it out to your list. Well, if you only do that once or twice a month, you're going to get, and your client, the person that bought that solo ad from you, is going to probably get a good response from that mailing. We contrast that from what I've just shared with you, where somebody's mailing twice a day these third-party offers, and conversion just really, really tends to go down. So how do you find solo ads in your niche? In a sentence, what you're going to do is you're going to find other people who have lists, and then you're going to go out and ask them if you can buy a mailing to their list. In a sentence, that's exactly what you're going to do. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you step-by-step exactly what to do and how to do it. The very first thing that you're going to do is you are going to build your own private in-house list of other people who have lists in your niche. The way that you probably want to do that is to go open a new email address. So you can use a throwaway email address, or you can use another email address that's on your server. But this is going to be a separate email address. The reason is because you're going to join everybody's list in your niche. Now, if you're in a niche that there's, 7,000 people mailing, maybe you don't want to join everybody's list. But you want to join 50 or 100 lists in your niche. And because you've joined those lists, you're going to get emails from them. And some people may mail once or twice a day. You join 100 lists on your main email address, and everybody sends out one email a day, you're going to get an extra 100 emails to your inbox. It's going to be distracting. So what you want to do is set up a new email address. Then what you want to do is go out and find everybody in your niche whose list you can possibly join. I'm going to give you a few creative ways to do that quickly in just a moment. However, before I give that to you, I want to say this, that you may find that you're already a member of three or four lists. You may find that some of the people whose list you're on from time to time send you offers to get on someone else's list. And so there's an organic process here that probably just in the course of reading your email over the next 30 days and then resubscribing to all the lists and getting them all into that central location, you're going to want them in a central location so that you can scroll through them, and I'll teach you that in just a moment. And making an effort to join every list possible that you can when the opportunity arises. In 30 days, you may be on 15 or 20 or 25 lists anyhow. But you want to make this happen really, really quickly. And so there's a few different ways that you can do it. The first thing that you can do is go to your favorite search engine and type in your niche name. And if you scroll through the top 10, 20, 30 search listings for your niche, and not necessarily just your niche, but you can type in 25 different keywords that are related to what you're doing, and you'll just scroll through every single one of those listings and look for ways to get on someone's list. If someone doesn't have a way on their website to get onto their list, you can probably assume that they either don't have a list or they're not aggressively building one, maybe they don't care about mailing to their list, they're probably not a great prospect anyhow for what we're talking about here. And so therefore, don't, in my opinion, you should not go out of your way to find a way to get on someone's list. If they're not advertising, get on my list. If you go to someone's blog and there's no opt-in that says, hey, get a free gift for giving me your name and email address, or there's not a pop-up that says, here's a free gift for getting onto my list, click here. If you're not seeing any of that occur, then what you probably don't want to do is go out of the way to get onto that person's list. My guess is that they're not actively building, developing that list and attempting to mail to it. And even if they're mailing it, if they're not fresh with their list, this is probably not the kind of list that you want to mail. If someone aggressively built their list 3 years ago, but they're not adding any new subscribers today, that list probably does not have enough people on it who are currently interested in your topic for you to invest anyhow. So what you're going to do is you're going to go through the search rankings. You're just going to look for squeeze pages. You're going to look for opt-in forms. And you're just going to sign up for all of them, every single one that you find, 50, 100, whatever. The second place that you can go is the pay-per-click ads. So in your search engine at the top or the side of the search page, you may find some advertisements that you can click through. Click through them all. Some of those are going to be squeeze pages. Now, what do we know about those advertisements? These people are serious about building their list. Why? They're paying $1 a click or $5 a click or $2 a subscriber or whatever the case is. They are paying good money to build their list right now. Now, that tells us two things. Number one, they're aggressive about building their list. But number two, and this is really good for you, what we usually know about people that are paying money to build a list is that they're not fully monetizing those leads right away. So if it takes someone 45 days to break even on their leads, but they're paying the search engine provider $100 a day for those leads, there's a cash flow disconnect here. And if you go to that individual and you make an offer to them that, you know, for $2 a subscriber, that you'll pay them $2 a subscriber for everybody that they bring in, all they have to do is, as soon as somebody joins the list, send them your squeeze page, or even have your squeeze page on their immediate download page, and you'll pay them $2 a subscriber. So let me show you what that looks like. Let's say that Johnny is advertising over on one of the search engines, and Johnny's paying a dollar per click, and he's getting a 33% conversion rate. So one out of three people becomes a subscriber. So if one out of three people becomes a subscriber and he's paying a dollar a person, a dollar a click, he's paying $3 a subscriber. Now, if you come, he's probably not monetizing that right away. And of course, there's one way for you to find out. You go ahead and sign up for the list. And is there a good one-time offer there? Is there an upsell? If you get on his list the next day or two, is there an aggressive offer to get you to invest in something? If there's not some kind of an offer there for you to invest, and maybe you look at the offer and you go, I don't know how he's breaking even on this. It's costing him $300 for 100 subscribers. I don't see how he's making $300 here. We probably know that this individual will allow you to immediately mail his list, put it into his email campaign, or even put your opt-in box on his download page. So he's paying $3 a subscriber. If perhaps 50% of those subscribers were to become your subscribers as well, and you were to pay him $2 a piece, he's going to immediately get a return of $1 per subscriber on his leads. Okay, he's getting $2 for the ones that you buy. You're only buying half of them because only half re-opt in to you. His lead cost goes from $3 to $2 immediately because you're doing this. And some people, to monetize their leads, they may have three offers just like that, and you're one of those offers. Okay, now, I kind of went off on a rabbit trail just to say, hey, there's a unique situation with people that are buying leads, and we know that they're buying leads, and we know that they're paying for leads, so that's something else that you can do. But the general process of just getting on these people's lists doesn't change. Now, what you're going to do is you've gone through and you've gotten on 50 people's lists, and you're going to get an email every day or every other day from these 50 people in this specialized email. And what you're going to do is for the first 30 days, you're going to open every email you get in that email account. Now, please let me say this. If you're opening 50 emails a day, you must become methodical about it and only spend 20 seconds on each email. All you want to do is open the emails, maybe click some of the links in the emails, find, get a feel for what's Julie doing on her list. Is she just spamming everybody all the time? What kind of offers does Julie have? Johnny over here, what kind of list does he have? Oh, he's only sending out really high-quality information. You even maybe want to have a notebook and put Johnny's name and Julie's name and Becky's name and Tom's name and write down, what are your feelings about this list? Are they good emails? Are they connecting? Because here's the thing. If you mail to a list that you feel good about the emails, you're probably going to get a really good response, which means that you can pay more for that solo ad. But if you don't feel good about the email campaign, if you feel like that person is just sell, 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 there's no relationship building, you probably don't want to mail that person's list at all. Maybe you should even unsubscribe from that list so that it comes out of your population of potential people to buy from. Because what we're going to do in 30 days is we're going to go back to this list of 50 email subscribers or emails that you're on, and then we're going to ask them if we can do a solo ad, and I'll teach you how to do that in just a moment. The second purpose to clicking every one of those emails every single day, this should only take you 20 minutes to do the 50 emails. It's in a separate email address. You're going to open it up once a day. You're not going to open it up every 10 minutes like you might do with your smartphone. This is going to be something you only do once a day. But every single time that somebody sends you an offer to get on somebody else's list, you're going to take up the offer. And what may happen is after a month, you'll be on 100 lists instead of 50 lists. Okay, so after 30 days, what you're going to do, you're going to go through, and you're going to do this by hand, folks. I've taught this before, and sometimes what happens is people want to automate things like this because sometimes it's boring to hand mail 100 emails. I know. I've done it before. Sometimes it's boring, but the return on investment is incredible to this, but they must be hand mailed one by one. If you try to do something sneaky like blind carbon copy 100 people, people know it. I mean, you know it when somebody blind copies you, right? You know it. I know it. And they know it. And if they see that, it's not a personal email anymore. You think it is. You're trying to pull it off as a personal email, but it's not a personal email. You know it. And they know it. So you're going to do this by hand. Now, you can hire someone to do this for you, but hire someone you trust. Don't go over to a freelancing website and hire somebody you don't know to do this as their first project for you. Because if they don't do it right, you've lost all of the goodwill and energy and effort that you've put into this project for the last 30 days, and this is going to be a good bit of time. Hey, by the way, this whole process, I don't recommend outsourcing it. Do it yourself. There's plenty of other routine things that you can do in your business, but getting an intimate gut feeling for the kinds of people who are in your niche that you can build relationships with and make, frankly, let's call it what it is, make a lot of money on these relationships for possibly the rest of your life, or certainly as long as you run your business. This is something you want it to be done. You want it to be, A, set up right, not to say that if you outsource it, it won't be done right, but if you hire somebody brand new, you don't know if it'll be done right. And two, there is such a value in just having a feeling for each one of these people's lists, and you can't buy a feeling. You can't pay Becky $300 to give you a feeling. What you have to do, you have to go out there and get that feeling yourself by taking 20 minutes every single day and just reading everybody's emails. That's the only way that you'll find out, is Tom a good guy? Is Becky a good guy? Is Mark a good guy? Is Johnny a good guy? Is Steven a good guy? That's the only way that you'll find out. So after 30 days, you're going to hand mail an email. Now, I'm going to give you some sample script right here, but it's just a sample. I'm going to make it up at the top of my head right now. The reason I stress this is so often when I use the word script, people quickly scribble it down and then just copy and paste what I say, and, well, it doesn't fit your style. I'm just going to, off the top of my head, I'm going to give you some words that I might use if I were to pen this email right now. This email is basically going to tell them, hey, I have a list. in your niche. I think it could be valuable to your subscribers. Would you be interested in doing some kind of mailing? There's a few different ways that you can phrase that. I'm going to kind of just dictate what I could do right now. If I was dictating to a secretary right now to do this email for me today, but 30 days from now might be different because it'd be the words that I came up with that day. So today, this might look like, let's say the person's name is Johnny, who sends out the email on a particular list. Dear Johnny, my name is Sean Mize, and I've been on your list for about 30 days. And then maybe make some comment about their list. I appreciate the value that you give your subscribers. Or maybe you've learned something from that list. I appreciate the things that I've learned from you. Maybe you bought something from them. You know, hey, I appreciated learning about XYZ in your ABC training. I've got a quick question for you. I'm in kind of a related niche. I teach people how to do XYZ. I believe that some of my training might be helpful to some of your subscribers. Would you be open to talking about doing some kind of mailing or solo ad or ad swap, et cetera, to your list? If so, let me know. And you can, you know, let them hit reply to the email. If you'd like to use Skype, perhaps you could say, hey, here's my Skype handle or here's my email address. Or if you would like to talk to them on the phone, you could just leave your phone number. Trust me, your mail and professional list, people that have lists, you're not going to get a whole bunch of phone calls from people that are going to waste your time. If they call you, it's going to be a valuable five-minute phone call. You put your phone number in the email. They call you, they Skype you, they email you back, and they say, I might be. I'd like to know a little bit more about what you have, you know, what your offer is, what you want to do. And they look at the offer as well. They should. In fact, if they don't look at the offer, that's sort of a red flag right there. They should look at the offer. And then you talk about what you want to do. In this discussion of talking about, and this can be done via email, Skype, telephone, whatever, you're going to find out a few things. How many subscribers do you have? You know, if somebody has 7 subscribers, you probably don't want to mail their list. Hey, how many subscribers do you have? Well, I have 1,700 subscribers. I have 7,000 subscribers. Okay. How many clicks and opens do you normally get? We're not. Now, when I've taught this in the past, people have sometimes asked me, well, what's a good open rate and click-through rate? It doesn't matter. It's not relevant. I don't care. Somebody could have a 2% click-through rate, and I could make a lot of money on that mailing. Somebody else could have a 30% click-through rate, but the people on their list are not buyers, and I won't make any money at all. So for me to give you a click-through rate or an open rate as a guideline would just lead you astray. I'm not going to give you one. There isn't one. You're just going to, you know, if the person says, well, normally I get 4 clicks per email, once again, that's probably not somebody you want to mail to. If they say I get 50 or 100 clicks per mailing, if you're just getting started with this, that's probably somebody you want to mail to. Now, if somebody says, well, I get 2,000 clicks per mailing, okay, that may be somebody you want to mail to, but if it's your very first solo ad, you probably don't. And here's why. Because a 2,000-click solo ad is going to be much more expensive than a 50-click solo ad. If you've never done a solo ad, you have absolutely no idea if your offer is going to convert when you send it out. So you really need to get some 50 or 100 or 200 clickers under your belt just to find out if your offer converts. Because if you've just written a squeeze page and you're not experienced in the business, you have absolutely no idea if it's going to convert. Now, what you could do, if that happens to be the first person, you could suggest, well, let's mail a portion of your list and see how the offer does. Tell them the truth. It's a brand new offer. I'm not sure how well it can will convert. Why don't we just mail a tenth of your list and see what happens? If it goes well, hey, we'll ramp up and mail the whole thing, or we'll mail half of it, or whatever the case is. Okay, now, then you're going to have to agree on a price. You're going to have to agree on a price. Okay, that's another question I get. Well, what's a fair price? I'm not going to give you an exact price here. I'm even hesitating as I teach this to not give you anything at all, but I know that wouldn't be enough right now. So I'm going to give you something. But I want you to get the picture that it's okay to pay $20 a subscriber. If those, if you have a back end in place and those are good subscribers and you end up making $200 a piece on them, it's okay to pay $20 a subscriber. On the other hand, it's not okay to pay 10 cents for a subscriber if all you're going to be able to do is turn that 10 cent subscriber into 20 cents in revenue. So if it, the number that you're going to pay per click or per subscriber should be dictated based on your potential revenue from whatever it is that you're doing. So, for example, if you are able to generate, and if you're able to generate, let's say, $20 per subscriber over the course of the year, then you might be willing to pay $2 or $3 per subscriber up front to build your list. Now, if you're just starting out, you have no idea about your back end, you don't even have a product, you're just trying to get 500 subscribers on your list so that you can send them some emails and find out what kind of product you should make, well, you know, maybe you pay $2 a subscriber, it'll cost you $1,000 to get 500 subscribers, and you're not going to make any money on these individuals right away. You're going to have to create your product. And if it takes you, you know, 2 weeks to create your product the way that I teach to create a product, well, you'll get a percentage of those people buy, maybe you'll break even on your ad. But you're not going to have anything to sell them the first 2 weeks. And so when you make, you build that first part of the list, you simply have to look at it as an investment if you're just starting out. Once you've done this 25 times, you should know over time how much you make on average per subscriber. Why don't I give you a quick formula? Let's just say that you get 1,000 new subscribers every single month and you generate $20,000 every single month. You're averaging $20 per subscriber. Now, another way to look at this would be to look at an actual basket of subscribers. Let's say you get 1,000 subscribers, and then you track those 1,000 subscribers separately from everybody else for a year, and then you say those 1,000 subscribers generated me $20,000. That's another way to do it. I find that just using the monthly new subscribers divided into the number of total revenue that you have, that gives you a nice average. Now, if 1 month you generate 100 subscribers because you don't really do anything, the next month you spend $5,000 and get 2,000 subscribers, the next month you only get 100 subscribers, then you have to take a rolling average of the number of subscribers each month and divide that into a rolling average of your revenue, because your revenue is going to be driven by the number of new subscribers. But it's not going to correlate month to month. And the reason for this is because people don't make all of their expenditures the first month they get on your list. I think that's enough depth on that. It's just a quick process. How many subscribers are you getting? How much money are you making? That's your dollars per subscriber. And once you know that, then you can think about, you know, what, you know, how much can I pay per subscriber? Now, when you normally you buy your solo ad, you can either buy it as I'll pay you per subscriber. What tends to be common is I'll pay you per click. Now, obviously, per click becomes a little bit tricky because you don't know what your subscriber cost is going to be, especially for the first few solo ads that you run. But let's just imagine that you have an opt-in page that has a 25% conversion rate and you want to be at $2 a subscriber. Then you're going to have to get at 25% opt-in rate, you're going to have to get four visitors or four clicks. So click would be someone that clicks through the email. You're going to have to get four clicks to get one subscriber. So you're going to want to pay 50 cents a click to get to $2 a subscriber. Okay, now, you may be talking with someone that they'll only sell you something that's a dollar a click. You have to ask yourself, is this list going to be strong enough that I can monetize $4 a subscriber? Again, if it's your first list, my goodness, but set aside $1,000 aside and just use that as your seed money, as your investment money to build that first list of 500 or 1,000 individuals, whatever the case is. Okay, and that's just going to be a negotiation. I indicated when I dictated the letter that you might say in the letter, would you be interested in doing some kind of a mailing, a solo ad, maybe an ad swap? Let's talk about what an ad swap is. All an ad swap is a solo ad where you give them a reciprocating solo ad. So So instead of you paying Johnny $300 to mail to your ad to his list and him paying you $300 to mail his ad to your list, instead, that's just a wash. You pay him and he pays you. It's a wash. So instead, what you do is he mails your his list and you mail your list. And it's a solo ad swap. Okay, those are the steps to driving traffic with solo ads and finding your own solo ad providers. There's two more things that I want to share with you to kind of wrap up this training. From time to time, you'll come across some big emailers in your niche. You know, maybe somebody that has 150,000 subscribers, and they don't go by Johnny anymore. They go by the such-and-such mailing corporation. At first glance, you might look at that and say, boy, that's commercial. But if they're not in the business of selling these solo ads all the time, like we talked about earlier, if they're not just in the business of selling as many solo ads as possible, but they do advertise that five times a month they open up a solo ad spot, then that may be an email that you could be interested in sending. With those types of relationships, you basically buy your way in. Okay, they're saying we do five mailings a month, and to mail to our list, it's $2,000 a mailing. This is what it is. You may get, you know, they might tell you what's our range on the number of clicks that you may get. Because it's a huge mass list, you're probably not going to get the same conversion rate response as you would on a smaller list, but as long as the price is commensurate with that. And, you know, by the way, as you grow your business, you know, let's say that you're running something new, you want to get 5,000 new subscribers next month. Well, that's a lot of work if you do it 50 subscribers per mailing. But, hey, if you can get two people or two companies that can get you 2,000 subscribers each in their mailings, then 20 little guys to give you 50 apiece, hey, you've got your 5,000. And so sometimes having a big mailer, even if the quality's a little bit lower, if you're trying to reach some kind of goal, I've done this kind of thing before. I've bought lots of quality ads. I really wanted to hit some numbers, and so I bought a couple of big ads. The quality wasn't there, but, you know, if I broke even or better, average it all together, it works out, and I've got the numbers. The second thing that I want to give you, just to close this out, is that you should keep track of everything you do. I like to use a spreadsheet. You can just use a basic spreadsheet. Spreadsheet across the top for your columns reads name of provider, email address where provider can be reached. Another column that you might have is how much money did you pay? So you paid $200. How many clicks were you promised or estimated? How many clicks did you actually get? And then you'll have another column that divides the number of the dollars that you spent by the number of clicks. So you'll have a dollars per click in that column. Another column will be how many subscribers did you get? Another column will divide the number of subscribers into the dollars that you spent, so you'll have a dollars per subscriber. Now, this is not going to be useful information the first 30 days. You're going to go out and you're going to say you mailed 30 solo ads the second month, because the first month you're doing your research. The second month, you mail 30 solo ads. You're going to write all this information down in your spreadsheet. It's not going to mean anything to you until the end of the month. And after you've done all your mailings, then you're going to sort the list by dollars per subscriber. And you're going to find that half of that list, I'm going to tell a funny here. Half of that list is going to be above average. Half of that list is going to be below average. Okay? The half that's below average, you may want to reconsider not mailing again in the future. Or maybe the bottom 20%, you may consider not mailing again in the future. And folks, the only way that you'll remember down the road to not mail to these people, there's two ways. You can make yourself a blacklist that you hang on your wall and you never mail to this person, or you can just keep a record of it in your handy-dandy spreadsheet, and 5 years from now you can look back when you're thinking about doing a mailing to Johnny. You go, well, I mailed for Johnny before. Johnny mailed for me before. How did it work out? Conversion was really, really low. You know, maybe I should tell Johnny I'm not interested in doing this right now. Or maybe I should tell Johnny that conversion was really low last time. You know, the only way I can do this is if we split the price in half, whatever the case is. Let me say this also. From time to time, you run 30 solo ads. No one or two people are frankly not going to perform on what they promised. They may have lied to you about the size of their list. That happens. It just happens. Recognize that a percentage of people will do that, and at the end of the day, you still have some average subscriber cost. If you use your emotional energy being bitter towards that person, if you use your emotional energy to say, you know what, Shawnee lied to me and I spent $200 and I lost that money, then next month you say, okay, I'm not doing ever any solo ads again because Johnny stole my money. Well, you're not going to build a business. So if you run 30 solo ads and 25 people perform and you put 5 people on your blacklist, you know what? Thumbs up. You've done a good job. And next month, you know the 25 people you can talk with. The next thing that you can add into your spreadsheet, if you so desire, and if you have things set up in your business to track this, is to track the number of dollars that you generate over the course of the next year and tie it to a particular lead source. If you have the capacity to do that without too much work, it's sort of nice down the road to say that Johnny's subscribers made you $55 a piece, but Becky's subscribers only made you $7 a piece. What does this mean? It means that a year down the road, when you're thinking about running solo ads again, you know that you can spend everything you have on Johnny, but you're not going to spend anything with Becky. Now, the final step here is the third month. So the first month is research. The second month is you buy your 30 ads, or 5, or 60, whatever your budget is. So let me say this, by the way. If you run 3 ads your first month, 2 of them could flop. Well, 3 of them could flop. And so if that's your budget, that's okay. But just recognize that if all 3 of them flop, doesn't mean that this doesn't work for you. It doesn't mean that everybody in your niche is a liar and a cheat. It just means that the 3 that you happen to choose were the same 3 that would have been on the list of 30 that were bad ones. It's just bad luck. If the more that you can mail, I like to start with a minimum of 10. The more that you can mail, the better overall picture of what's going on you'll be able to come up with. So the first 30 days, research. The second 30 days, 30 mailings. The third 30 days, you're going to go back and you're going to find the best mailings that you did, the top 15 people. You're going to go back to those individuals and say, hey, you know, would you like to do another mailing? And assuming that they didn't get too many complaints from their subscribers about your offer, they'll probably take your money and do another mailing. Now, what does this mean? This means that every single month after the first month, it doesn't take a whole lot of work to run these solo ads. And over time, you'll just get a feel for you've joined a new list, you've been on it for 30 days. Hey, let's send Darren an email and see if I can mail his list. Over time, if you'll do this diligently, over time, an hour or two a week, you'll be able to mail 5, 10, 15 solo ads a week. And then over time, you'll get to the place where you're only willing to mail bigger solo ads. So instead of running 30, 50 click or 50 subscriber solo ads, you run 30, 100. Subscriber, 3,200 or 31,000 subscriber solo ads. And this allows your business to grow organically and naturally over time. So let's go ahead and close out this training.